Welcome to this service of mindful meditation from the Cambridge Unitarian Church. The mystery and miracle of life. And so I invite you to join with me for a few moments of silence, reflecting on our reason for being together at this moment in time. And so we begin. Out of a community of diverse heritage and belief, we come together to share our hope and to create good in the world. The teachers of all traditions and times have taught that we are called to mercy, generosity, and mutual care, and that to be good is to serve. We know that there can be no enduring happiness for humanity so long as suffering and want go unrelieved. Until all may be sheltered, none of us is truly at home. So may the power of our various faiths sustain us in this work, that we may be the hands of holy creativity and justice, and together build a better world. Love is the doctrine of this church, the quest of truth is our sacrament, and service is our prayer. To dwell together in peace, to seek knowledge in freedom, to serve others in community, to the end that all souls shall grow into harmony with nature. Thus do we covenant with one another. O light of life, be kindled again in our hearts as we meet together at this time, to celebrate the joy of human community, seeking a wholeness that extends beyond ourselves. A planet is born, a spark ignites, something completely new comes into being. We give thanks for the mystery and miracle of life. A waterfall descends. A rainbow arcs through the sky. The ocean opens to an endless horizon. We give thanks for the mystery and miracle of beauty. The stars pierce our hearts. Peace envelops us. We are blessed. We give thanks for the mystery and miracle of wonder. In the midst of pain, we find our way to hope and restoration. We give thanks for the mystery and miracle of healing. In the midst of fear, we do what is right and speak our truth in faith. We give thanks for the mystery and miracle of courage. In our aloneness, we see someone in greater need and offer ourselves to them. We give thanks for the mystery and miracle of compassion. And we gather in community, in friendship, and cherish each other. We give thanks for the mystery and miracle of love. And so I now invite you to join with me in a time of mindful meditation. As always, begin by sitting with your back straight, your head balanced comfortably, hands resting in your lap, and your feet placed evenly on the ground. And now, with your eyes closed, take a few deep, cleansing breaths as you begin to turn your attention inward. As you do this, remember to use the out-breath as an opportunity for letting go and relaxing. Pure awareness on the in-breath, and letting go on the out-breath. and simply allow the breath to find its own natural rhythm, and be aware of the waves of the breath as it rises and falls. If you wish, you may concentrate on the natural mantra, the simple sound of the in-breath and the out-breath. Or you may use your own focus word or phrase, or simply count your breaths. Sometimes the breath is long or short, sometimes it is smooth, whilst at other times you may notice irregularities. But whatever you notice as you're mindful of your breath, just let it be, without judging, without commenting, without wishing it were different. And simply be open to this moment, to each breath, to a state of acceptance of whatever is happening. Now, as you continue to be aware of your breathing, let your primary focus move to any sensations that may be present in your body. Be mindful of how you're sitting and feel the places where your body touches and is supported by the chair. See if you can let go to the pull of gravity and feel your body become heavier and a little more relaxed. Be mindful of any subtle shifts that you notice in the body. Now be open to the sensations in your hands as they rest in your lap or touch each other. Focusing on the hands can be very quieting, very relaxing. Begin also to relax the muscles of the face. Let your eyes become soft and let go of any tension in the facial muscles as you breathe out and let go in a wave during each out-breath. Let the sense of relaxation begin to move deeper into your body. If you're experiencing any discomfort or pain, Instead of resisting or tightening around it, can you simply allow it to be there? See if you can begin to open to these sensations and observe them with mindfulness, with full attention from one moment to the next. These sensations are continuously changing. Just notice this with a quiet acceptance of what is happening. And now imagine the breath moving into that area of tension. And imagine the breath softening and helping the tension to release. Breathe into the discomfort. And breathe out of it. Using the breath as a tool for awareness, for softening, for letting go. Sometimes, even in the midst of restlessness or discomfort, we can experience a little stillness, some acceptance. Just continue now to notice how sensations in the body are continuously arising, passing by, and then disappearing within the field of your awareness. Now we move the focus of attention from sensations in the body to thoughts in the mind. Thoughts are continuously arising, perhaps in the form of worries, anxieties, fears and hopes, endless thoughts about everything. All this is very natural in the process of the mind. So as you sit in stillness, the body in a state of quiet and relaxation, watch each thought as it comes and goes. Be mindful toward the process of thinking. And notice how thoughts are always subtly shifting, moving, dissolving. When you notice that you've been carried away in a stream of associations, a stream of thoughts, just notice this has happened. And without judgment, without being hard on yourself, gently return again to awareness of your breath. The breath is the most natural way to centre ourselves and be fully in the present moment. If thoughts arise, come back to your breath. Our thoughts are like waves that rise and fall on the surface of the mind. Occasionally, we will experience moments when the waves of the mind subside a little, and the mind becomes clear and quiet, like a mountain lake on a still day. In these moments of stillness, we may experience the ground of our own being, a sense of wholeness, a sense of oneness. And now shift the focus of awareness to any sounds that come to your attention. Simply be open and receptive to the sounds that arise in the environment. There's no need to judge these sounds as pleasant, unpleasant, or distracting. Simply accept whatever sounds come, whatever sounds go. Whenever you become aware that the mind is wandering, come back to the breath. Pure awareness on the in-breath, letting go on the out-breath. Use the breath to let go of distraction, impatience, boredom, restlessness, or whatever else you notice. And for the remaining time, simply keep the breath in the foreground of your awareness and in the background, whatever else that may arise, whether sensations in the body, thoughts in the mind, sounds in the environment, or anything else. And as we come to the end of this meditation, appreciate that you've given yourself this time to become quiet and to nourish the state of being as a balance to the state of doing. In a moment, I'll ring our bell 3 times, and then gently and at your own pace, begin to bring your awareness back to this room. And Mary Oliver writes in her poem Wild Geese, "You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about your despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things." We now come to a time when we can light candles of joy and concern. I have two candles to light. The first is a candle of joy and concern for all of you and for all your family and friends. And my second candle, again a candle of joy and concern and gratitude, for all those essential key workers around us at this time, those in health and social care, education and childcare, food and other necessary goods, key public services, local and national governments, utility workers, public safety and security, and those in transport. And I now invite you to light a candle of joy and concern in your own time. And though we may often doubt that our prayers can change anything, let's never forget that prayer changes people and people change things. May our time together so change us that we can become the hands of holy creativity and justice in this our most beautiful but often bruised and hurting world. And as always, we light our final candle to remind us all that we've lit these candles as symbols of our desire to heal and not to harm, to bless and not to curse, and to give thanks for the mystery and miracle of life. And so we come now to sing our Teze chant. It's Ubi Caritas et Amor, Ubi Caritas Deus Ibi Est. Where there is love and kindness, where there is kindness, God is there.
Deus ibi est.
I now invite you all to join with me in saying the prayer by Thich Nhat Hanh. Let us be at peace with our bodies and our minds. Let us return to ourselves and become wholly ourselves. Let us be aware of the source of being common to us all and to all living things. Evoking the presence of the great compassion, let us fill our hearts with our own compassion towards ourselves and towards all living beings. Let us pray that we ourselves cease to be the cause of suffering to each other. With humility, with awareness of the existence of life and of the sufferings that are going on around us, let us practice the establishment of peace in our hearts and on earth. And the inner spirit makes us feel that behind every appearance of diversity, there is an interdependent unity of all things. Let us, therefore, preach the universal and everlasting gospel of boundless, universal love for the entire human race, without exception, and for each one in particular. And in the end, it will not matter how much we have, rather how much we have given. It will not matter how much we know, but rather how much we love. And it will not matter how much we profess to believe, but rather how deeply we live the few enduring truths we claim as ultimate. All the rest is discipline. And this making of a whole self takes such a very long time. Pieces are not sequential, nor our supplies. We work here, then there, hold up tattered fabric to the light, sew past dark, intent, use all our thread. Sleeves may come before length, buttons before a rounded neck. We sew at what most needs us, and as it asks, sew again. The self is not one thing once made unaltered, not midnight task alone, not after other work. It is everything we come upon, make ours, all this fitting of what once was and has become. So go in peace, speak the truth, give thanks each day. Respect the earth and her creatures, for they are alive like you. Care for your body, it is a wondrous gift. Live simply, be of service. Be guided by your faith and not your fear. Go lightly on your path. Walk in a sacred manner. Amen.